Welcome, everyone, to the annual general meeting of OSGEO. As you know, we are on the closing session and we have to be very strict with the time. We have more than 100 slides. We have a lot of groups, initiatives, projects that want to present. And as I told you on the opening plenary, it's very difficult to show everything OSGEO is doing is planning to do. So we have 25 seconds per group, initiative, project, whatever. I have a chronometer here, and I'm not going to give the mic to anyone. I'm just going to put the mic in front of whoever has to talk. And the idea is that you queue here in the same order as the slides. If you are not on stage when your slide is on the screen, you're not going to talk. The slides have a lot of data. You can. The idea is not to tell everything. What? Don't worry. So the idea is not to tell everything that is on the slides, just some remarks. And you can check the slides later for more things. So, annual meeting. What is OSGEO? If you don't know by now, we have a problem. OSGEO is a not-for-profit software foundation. We take care of open source geospatial software. It's volunteer-driven, it's not-for-profit. Some of us are lucky and may have some or part of our work funded by some company, but this is volunteer work. Which does not mean that we should confuse free as in freedom with free as in free beer. And we try to outreach and advocate for open source in geospatial. We have a lot of partners. We have other open source partners that are doing parallel work with us. We have also partners in open data, working with open standards like with OGC. I guess you have seen a lot of OGC here. We have some kind of partnering with OpenStreetMap. We have partners with many universities. You can check all the MOOCs, all the understandment list of people we have partnered with. We have many sponsors. We have a new Diamond sponsor, is it, which is here. Platinum sponsor Geocat, and well, then I don't know exactly which one, but you can see here all the sponsors. Thanks to all the sponsors, because without them we couldn't be here organizing anything, because they not only sponsor events, and sometimes OSGEO directly, but they also are the ones that are generating business around open source. They are the ones paying developers to create open source, and that's also very important. This is a quick status overview of OSGEO. We have 425 elected charter members. You know that we will have elections in a few weeks after Phosphor-G. We still have to make the dates fixed. And those members are the ones that elect the board members, like me, like Jody, like Mike, like Astrid. So it's very important that the charter members check the elections, that you choose people that are trustable to be charter member. And later, it's also important that if you think that someone should be on the board, you contact them and nominate them to be on the board, because we have board elections right after the normal elections. And if any of you wants to help the cross, you can contact, for example, Vicky or George into helping the election process to be as transparent and as clean as possible. We have almost 1,000 members on the website registered, and we have a lot of subscribers to our mailing lists. This is the current board. Five of us are finishing our term right on the next elections. So, hi, I'm the president. We have treasurer, secretary, other directors. And there's also official officers from OSGEO, which are the ones that represent each OSGEO project. And we also have the chief returning officer that act also as official officer of OSGEO. We have many, many projects. As you have seen during the week, there is more projects that we can explain quickly. we have also no new projects for incubation. I don't know if Jody wants to add something later. Okay, later we will talk about incubation. We also added the community category. I don't know if it was already on last AGM, but yes, it was. It's like not incubating projects, not official OSGEO projects, but projects that are open source and are geospatial and are good for the community. We also have a lot of local chapters. We have at least two new regional chapters, Argentina and Oceania. I think we have representatives from both chapters, which may want to say something. We have also upgraded a bit the sponsorship program. You can check on the website. It's just, for those of you who doesn't know, if some sponsor some event related to OSGEO, like a regional Phosphor-G, that amount of money that they spend on that sponsorship counts to be an official OSGEO sponsor, because the sponsors of OSGEO should reflect the entities that help OSGEO function properly. So if you have sponsored or you know some company or entity that have sponsored some event and is not listed on the OSGEO sponsors webpage, just let them know. We have also options for recurring sponsors. So if you're a sponsor that are sponsoring year after year OSGEO, you have some extra benefits. Also, we have lots of partners and friends, as I mentioned before. We have 13 MOs. You can check them later, the list. We have some pending MOs that we are working on details. The UNIGIS is not signed, but it's already approved, so it's going to be soon part of our family. We have a lot of events and conferences related to Phosphor-G and OSGEO. We don't have the full list because it's impossible. Well, Jeff McKenna used to monitor all mailing lists, but it's really a hard work to check all the mailing lists and all the events that are happening. So if you are not listed here, it's because you didn't list your event in our OSGEO webpage, which I highly recommend you to do, because it's not only a way of keeping track of all the events that are happening each year, but also it's a way of advertise your event to other possible participants. And remember that next year we have Phosphor-G 2020 in Calgary, Canada. So you can start already booking your flights to Calgary and booking your hotels or wherever you want to be. So the sooner, the cheaper, you know. Some photos or some events. This is Phosphor-G North America from this year. We have also done the community sprints, like the main community sprint in Minneapolis, which is not only focused on developers, but is also for documentation and designers and all kind of help to get the projects grow. We had the Bolsena Code Sprint in Italy. We had the Java Code Sprint. We have GRASS, OpenLayers, Phosphor DNA. Next Community Spring in 2020 will be in Athens, Greece. We don't know exactly the day, but you can ask Angelos, I think. So more photos of Community Sprint. You see, it's not only work, it's also fun. Bolsena Code Sprint, GRASS. This is not working, it should be a GIF. You can check later. OSGEO has also participated in other events. We are going to friendly events where we want to extend our outreach that may or may not be directly a Phosphor-G event or a Phosphor-G related event. For example, the FOSDEM, it makes sense that OSGEO is there, but it's not a Phosphor-G event. Treasure?
Just want to say that OSGEO is quite healthy. We have an active bank account in both euros and dollars now. The OSGEO budget was established in January. You can see how much spending we have allocated for the various projects. Year to date, we've paid out $41,000 to the various projects and initiatives, and that's just a fraction of the total budget. So those projects of yours that are out there, get your requests in for funding for this year and get stuff done. We've had a few bylaw changes, a little bit of financial guidance put out, so be able to check those out on the OSGEO website.
Thank you. So, Secretary report.
Yes, hello. So, a quick summary of the Secretary. From the Secretary, some contributor license agreements came to me, and they had to approve them, and we are working on the memorandums of understanding, and there's this UniGIS still in construction, under construction.
And I remember I said I wasn't going to drop the mic. So if you can cue closer, because really, 25 seconds.
I was one of the chief returning officers. We were three, Vasile, Jorge, and me. The numbers are there, the names are there. Please, the topic I want to cover is be a volunteer for chief returning officer. Since last year, we know that Vasile is not going to be part of the chief returning officer. Thanks.
Next, board elections. Okay. I don't know which. No. The archival updates. I don't know exactly what I was supposed to say here, but yes. Yes, recovering the photos. We had to pay Flickr because it was getting too big. So, yeah. You have there a link to help in rescuing these photos. So, OSGEO committees, which is the first one. Yes, please. So, we have a lot of committees and initiatives. And
okay, so UN committee, what we are doing is a challenge. Okay, is a challenge, educational challenge, and then we are doing training for UN. And I think that that's that.
Perfect. Geoff Roll?
Totally not me.
Okay, Geoff Roll is being very healthy, I know. And if they are not here, that's it.
They must be happy.
Geoff Roll, Iberoamérica. Ah, Malena.
Also happy.
20 seconds.
So Geoff Roll has a Spanish and Portuguese speaking group, and they translate every month the newsletter, and they have been growing in labs since 2012. And please check out the links.
Next, marketing committee.
I'll do that. We don't have one. We need volunteers. We haven't had a meeting in a while. After I step down from board, I'm hoping Astrid and I can start to put together a meeting. Indeed, we might have a breakout at the sprint this weekend. Don't hand me the microphone.
Incubation. Don't hand me the microphone.
Incubation is how we try to help our projects not be embarrassing on the internet. We have a large budget. We haven't had any requests to make use of it until Tom this afternoon. So please, if we can help you get through incubation, talk to us. That's what we're for.
Incubation committee? Conference committee.
Conference, that's me. Just want to announce we will kick out the call for the 2021 conference at 6th of September. So if you're not from North America and not from Europe, just heads up, look what happens on our mailing list and apply for the conference. Thanks.
Thank you. Open Geoscience? I don't know.
Yeah. So Peter Löwe from Germany, he told me to say some words. So they are active at town hall meetings. They go to this event every year. And greetings from them. They are in a good health.
System administration, Vicky?
Hi, from the System Administration Committee. please have a look at our webpage, fill up your information. All the things that the other teams have been doing is in the slide. Thanks.
Okay. OSGEO projects, Grassis. Who is Grassis?
Totally not me.
So lots of stuff done. Hi there. There was a talk yesterday, you can look at it in streaming. We have new functionality and Python 3 support, move to Git, and the rest is evolving.
New website.
Thank you.
New website is forthcoming.
New website incoming. QGIS?
Totally not me.
I cannot believe there is no QGIS people here. QGIS is a very nice desktop app that is very successful. And yeah, okay, GVSync is another desktop app, Java, very nice.
Keep going.
GeoMoose?
Totally not me, keep going.
GitHub?
So we had a busy last year with two feature versions and GDAL 3 using Proj 6. We also had a rewriting of our documentation, which looks great now, I hope. So enjoy.
Orfeo Toolbox?
So a new version is coming in October with a lot of improvements. And we also work a lot with our contributors with a nice continuous integration that allows you to ease contribution.
Thank you. Pisces W, hi.
Hi. So we released a new version this year. We are moving to Python 3, and we attended several meetings, and we are very happy to be here.
Thank you. GeoNode. There are people from GeoNode here. Okay. IWPS?
Still alive and continuing.
I love it. Marvel, no one from Marvel. Mapbender?
So Mapbender is doing well. We're working on a next release, and we are happy that we receive money from OSGU for our website and for Community Spin.
Thank you. MapServer?
So MapServer has had the 7.4 release this year. We've worked on MapScript stuff. We're planning a MapServer 8 release in the coming year that's going to bring the new Proj 6 stuff. We've had a code sprint in Minneapolis, and I pass.
Perfect. You are being very on time. GeoServer?
We're pretty cheerful. Actually, our build server suffered a little bit of a meltdown, so we've been putting our back together. We would appreciate any, we'd like to grow our community, so please join the GeoServer project.
Good. PostGIS?
So we've built a new version 3. We are releasing new version 3 with new Mapbox vector tiles, with the cloud optimized GeoTIFF support, and new GeoJSON support, and a lot of stuff I talked this morning. And please help us get all of our dependencies into distributions.
Geos? Degree? Degree.
So yeah, we are quite active as well. We create bug fix releases regularly, and the OGC API features support will be probably the next big feature for Degree.
Thank you. Geo Network? I know they are alive and well, but was your life?
All right, we had our release just a few days before coming here. We have four new projects. We are updating packages from Debian and Ubuntu, and we are adding more translations and languages as we move along the releases. So we are also involved in the Google Summer of Docs. Thank you.
GeoTools?
We are alive and well.
Open layers?
Very active project, and we worked a lot of vector tiles improvement.
Good. Mapfish?
Mapfish, the name added Geo inside, it's now GeoMapfish, and a lot of technological upgrades.
Thank you. Was Geo incubating? I think that's Jody.
Yes.
Okay. No? Sue?
So a quick update from the incubation project. Oh,
we're going to do this.
So I've made one release this year. We will come with a new release with WPS3 or OGC API processes. We are involved in an Enlighten Your Research Indian to Europe program to upgrade the HPC support. We participated in the Phosphor G Asia 2019 professional workshop in Thailand, OGC Code Sprint in London, and we were thankful to SGO for the JSOC about MapMint and MapMint for me. Thank you.
Thank you. Istos?
But you have to queue.
Yeah. Who's on the queue on the other side? It's us, we just our lives, and we are in the middle of a redesign to make it more cloud friendly, and we are planning in November an incubation spring code partially funded by OCO. Thank you.
Thank you. Team Engine?
So we are constantly creating new releases, and currently we are actively working on becoming like a full OSGEO project. So we created a wiki page and issues for that.
Thank you. Oskari?
Hi. Best part, I got a new contract for this year as a community manager. Yes, time series, 3D support vector features. We are hopefully waiting for graduation at some point. Please go to oskari.org to see more.
Thank you. Praj?
Praj entered incubation.
Entered incubation, yes. Praj entering, that's right. How is it possible they were not already? Yes, so we are going to add Praj soon to our family. OSGEO community, Loader?
It's very happy to be part of the OSGEO community.
Thank you. PG Rodwin.
We're going to release version 3 very soon, and we want to stop to belong to the OSGEO community, so we're going to apply to be an OSGEO project.
Thank you. Portable Geese, again?
Yes, well, this is Joe's project, but as far as I know, it's actually gone into incubation, not into community, but it's been around since Phosphor G in Victoria, and it's finally getting organized.
Okay, thank you. Actinia.
So Actinia was introduced here on the conference, new OSGEO community project, REST API around GRASS, but there's also GDAL support and others, time series support and so forth. It's on OSGEO Live to play with GitHub, Docker, and whatever you like to try it.
Thank you. PyGeo API.
Hi, PyGeo API is a new project. It's about a year, year and a half. We achieved OGC compliance, and we're active at the OSGEO sprints as well as the OGC sprints. So we welcome contributions and look forward to another report next year.
Thank you. Local chapter updates. OSGEO Africa.
Hi. We have activities going on. We have a mailing list, OSGEO Africa. And please check out. Thanks.
Thank you. Inquietos Argentina.
So we are now an official local chapter, and pass the slides, please. That's the team. Please give a round of applause. Yes, and now the next. We are bidding for the next 2021 Phosphor G International, so please support us. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Belgium.
Okay, so OSGEO Belgium, we have done a Phosphor G, local Phosphor V, with about 300 participants. We have done some other events, and one event I really want to talk about everyone here is FOSDEM. FOSDEM is the largest open source conference in Europe. Every year we try to have a geospatial room, and I'm looking for someone to organize it because myself, I'm now organizing FOSDEM, so I'm no longer organizing the dev room. If you want to talk to me, you don't have to be from Belgium. It's really a fantastic conference. So I hope to get at least some volunteers to do that.
Yeah. Thank you. And I agree we should be in FOSDEM. OSGEO California. OSGEO CISIT. I don't know how to pronounce that, sorry.
Czech. What's up? Czech local chapter is the roaming. However, we were talking together with our Slovak colleagues to form something around Czechoslovakia or Slovakia, Czech, whatever. So in case you are interested, please contact me or anybody else. Thank you.
Thank you. Germany?
Germany, yes, we are very active, sorry. Very active. We run a conference every year with 500 participants sold out. Next conference will be in Freiburg. We have a lot of hacking events, and we support other projects. We run some server. We support CodeSprint, and you can apply for support if you want.
Thank you. Europe. Somebody that went to the Europe Birds of a Feather?
Yes, since I'm secretary, we are officially registered as a legal entity, thanks to Dirk Fringe, who couldn't make it here, unluckily. at this conference, and we are going to extend. Yeah, we are going to extend Corfor venue till end of September this year for the next Phosphor G Europe in 2020. So please check the mailing list Phosphor G Europe at listosg.org. Sorry.
Thank you. Finland running for 2020.
Okay. No, not running. So, new board, I'm now the president of the OSGO Finland. We had a Phosphor G Suomi on May, 150 participants. This autumn we have a developers meetup, and then we have a OSGO Park, copy from the Germany to IDEA, and then we have a roadshow in Finland because there's something else in outside of Helsinki.
Thank you. France. India, Hungary, I didn't even know this existed, so imagine. not because they are not active, because it's too much.
Very quick, so we are very vibrant and also prolific community. So 15 days ago, the daughter of the president was born, Giulia, and today the daughter of Gio Node, so Simone Dal Masso, was born at 12 today.
That's right, I forgot. Ireland.
We've just held our third conference. We're 4 years old next year. You're welcome to come over to visit us. We're getting bigger, we're getting better, and if you want to sponsor us, we'd be only too happy to take your sponsorship.
Thank you. Japan.
From Russia's Asia, we have four local conference, and every conference we got more than 100 participants. Thank you.
Thank you. Korean. You don't look Korean. In Netherlands.
Yes. OSGONL is the local chapter from the Netherlands, and since 2011 we have had a Phosphor G and L each year, and last one were 200 participants, and we are here with around 58 participants, but I don't think everyone has joined OSGONL, so look us up on the website, OSGONL.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we had a very successful conference, Phosphor G State of the Map Oceania, last November. We're 75 days away from our second one in Wellington, New Zealand. We're already thinking about 2020 and planning that one, and we formed a local chapter, just was made official this week. Formed a local legal entity, travel grant program. Thank you.
Thank you. Tawo.
Hi, so we keep having our monthly classic meetings at the Fox and Fredder every month. Also have a new member from Romania, Stefan, who brought a lot of energy and passion to our chapter, and we've organized a series of workshops. And we plan on organizing more with the support of Carleton University. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's been a quiet year for the Quebec chapter. This fall, we're organizing a geo-hackathon in collaboration with a group in Morocco. And I heard there's going to be a Phosphor G in Canada, so we might be involved as well.
Thank you. Poland, Portugal.
Hi, regards from Portugal. The chapter is going well, and I invite you to the next code sprint in the beginning of October. Thank you.
Thank you. Pacific Island? No? Romania? Yeah. Surprise.
Hi. So, yes, so we didn't have the time to do what we normally do during a year. We organized three Romanian events like this one, just smaller scale. So this year, this was our entire activity, and I hope you had a great conference. So thank you.
Thank you. Spanish chapter. Hi. We are alive. We organize yearly the Sig Libre, which is the Phosphor in Spain, and we have a conference that goes all over the Iberian Peninsula. That's it. OSGO UK?
We've got a
PhosphorG UK coming up in Edinburgh in the middle of next month if you're not completely PhosphorG'd out. We had a successful conference last year, and we funded the raster styling coming out of QGIS, going into GIS Server out of the profits from that conference.
Okay, thank you.
DC Mac. Sri Lanka.
I speak on behalf of, Nimalika Fernando. So the OSGEO Sri Lanka chapter was founded in 2018, where also the PhosphorG Asia was hosted. And it's very active in government and university promotion. There are two Geo4All labs and one more information. And there is the plan to do in 2020 the PhosphorG and state of the map. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, this is no, okay. OSGEO initiatives, Google Summer of Code.
I speak on behalf of the admins of this year, Margarita and Helmut, and my students and my mentors. There are the data. We have participated since 12 years. I was admin a few years. And I would like to ask the mentors and the students of all the Summer of Codes so far to stand up.
Applause.
And a round of applause. Thank you.
Google Coding.
Sure. So we had our second year with Google Coding. It was a good success again. We are slowly learning some new things, and we hope that more projects and mentors would join in for this year's one. Thank you.
Thank you. Google Season of Docs.
Yeah, I'm talking on behalf of the Google Season of Docs team. OSGEO takes part, and it's an ongoing process still. Two senior writers will start in September to work on quick starts for our project, and Cameron Shorter, Joe Cook, and some more people are involved there.
Yeah, and from this initiative, it's beginning the Google, how is it? No, Good Docs project, so to try to help all OSGEO projects to get better documentation. Yeah,
just to say hello to TIBFV portal. They are publishing our videos from the conference. They have a new 5 years anniversary this year, and soon there will be the videos from this conference there too.
Thank you. This has been quick because a lot of people here has been very quick, so I want to thank everyone on the queue, everyone that participated, and other things to the slides. And yeah, a big round of applause for all of us. Why not?